Yeah.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. 7:12. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning. How you doing? Here we go.
Yes. Happy Tuesday. All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, it is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
You got it. Nailed it.
In the market for a boat. Well, you're not because you already have a boat, but maybe you need a new one because yours isn't working yet. Is it working yet? Is your boat working?
I don't know. Not sure.
Well, Carnival is selling 18 cruise ships. That's about 12% of the Carnival's total fleet. They're not going to need them after the pandemic pretty much sunk the cruise industry. They sold four other huge ships over the summer. So they're selling off boats, man, at Carnival.
Who buys just cruise ships, though? I mean, it'd be sweet, but how are you going to haul that thing to the lake? You know what I'm saying?
You imagine seeing that? You pull up there, Silver Beach, and there's a big old Carnival cruise ship just hanging out there, docked on the sand. How much is it? Cost of...
Dude, you know how baller that would be, though?
Hey, you chicks want to go on a boat ride?
Like, yeah, what? Some bass boat, some little stupid boat we're gonna flip over?
No, it's that boat over there.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Hold on.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. They got a slide on there. It's crazy.
Let's get naked.
Let's see. Here's one that you can buy. Dude, that is a big-ass boat.
Dude, a cruise ship, man. For real.
The Holiday is the one here I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
They got a club. They got like clubs inside of them, dude. I'm telling you. Theaters.
It weighs 46,000 tons. It can have 1,860 passengers and had 670 crew members, 12 decks. Come on, where's the price for this thing? I want to see if I'm even in the...
Hey, we'll take the boat out if you cover the gas.
You know, why do you have this stupid-ass article if you don't put the price in there? You son of a bitch. God.
Man, it's not cheap. It's because it's one of those things that are so expensive they don't put the price on. You know, it's like some of those houses you're like...
All right, here I got a couple. Here's one for 3.5 million euros. What is that, pesos? Ooh, here's a river cruise ship for $450,000. That's not bad.
A river cruise ship?
Yeah.
How big is that one?
That one is 65 meters. All of this is apparently in that stupid style of math.
You know how hard it is to just maintain a regular small-ass boat?
Dude, my little 17-foot V-bottom gives me more problems than I know what to do with, let alone a huge cruise ship.
Dude, the amount of times you've sworn at that little boat. Imagine having a cruise ship.
You know my feelings on cruise ships, too. I just end up sinking that thing. I just put it down.
I'd just be walking around. Break out another 1,000, right? Yeah. Break out another 1,000.
Yeah, no, bust out another 10,000 million. Right. Yeah. That's crazy, though. Yeah, they're selling them off. So if you do have some spare change, maybe that stimulus check's been burning a hole in your pocket.
Spare change, huh? You know what's funny, too, is Carnival Cruise Lines have the topless deck. That's the famous cruise line that does that.
First of all, if I own a cruise ship, every deck is the topless deck, okay? It's not just going to be the top deck. That is every a topless deck. Boat. Every boat.
Yep.
Love
I
it.
Like it.
Anyway, so yeah, there you go. Own a cruise ship. Lastly, do you remember Google Glass? You remember Google Glass, don't you, Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
The smart glasses that flopped back in 2014 is coming back. Facebook is trying to run with a similar type of product. The company is getting together with Ray-Ban to see if they can crank out something that works and something that people enjoy wearing to be released in the year of 2021, so next year.
I read this story a few days ago. You know what's crazy? Like back then when Google Glass came out, I'm like, dude, yes, this is going to be awesome. Now it's like, I don't know, I'm more frightened now. It's like, I don't want people to turn into more zombies than they already are.
It's surprising. I just don't think the people were ready for it. I don't think society was ready for that back in 2014. You know what I mean?
I mean, the distractions we already have, man. Like, you really got to focus to stay off your phone nowadays.
Yep.
Well, just admit that. Let's all admit that. Like, if you're not on your phone, it's because you're thinking about it. Because you're like, all right, I can't be on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, imagine having that in your face. So you can't put it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your face. It's tracking your eyeballs. It's basically collecting information of what you're thinking. Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm right there with you because, again, we're already basically glued to technology. And now to bring it even closer to our face, closer to our brain, basically wired in, I don't think we as a society can handle anything like that.
So I'm kind of imagining this like what augmented reality is basically. So like if you're looking around the room, like you can click on an app across the room, boom, and you could pulls it up in your glasses. Or like if you're driving down the road, like instead of looking at your GPS screen to see, it just lights up the road where you're going, like where you're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, some of that stuff is pretty cool to me. I'm like, that's badass. But we got to look at the big picture, folks. Is people are turning into zombies and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And that's not going to help.
Of course, you could have your porn right in front of your face. I mean, think about that. That's hands-free, brother. That's hands-free. No more.
Go ahead.
I was to say, you sit there, leaned up against the sink in the bathroom, one hand holding the phone. You know, not anymore, buddy. Not anymore.
You don't have to prop it up on a bottle or something. Yeah, I haven't seen Uncle Joe in a month. He's got the new Facebook glasses. His right arm is huge.
It's huge. So that's what it's going to be. Basically, we're just finding new ways to get porn faster and easier. That's all it is. That's all it is. Anyway. All right. So own a cruise ship and wear your Google Glass while you're on there. That's what
you
can do.
Go.
That's your morning dump. We'll be back.